going to turn this on again. So anyway, you're debriefing with Harry Wexler.
Yes. And Merle Tuve. It was pretty interesting.
T-O-O...
T-U-V-E. He was...
Oh, Tuve.
Yeah.
Call it, huh?
He was at the Smithsonian. A great, great earthquake man. So that helped, that did a lot of healing for us, you know, because for a good part of the time we felt like we were sort of outlaws in terms of our interactions with Finn Ronnie. He was a leader, and we had been told by him that we had the feeling we really should, everything being equal, should do what he tells us to do. And I had never, of course, none of us had ever had an experience of living and dealing with a martinet such as what he developed into. So the experience with the IGY committee was a nice healing experience in terms of other people. They were appropriately outraged at his lack of support for the scientific group.
They were pretty frustrated. They knew that something was wrong, and they knew of the book that Jenny Darlington. And they knew that this had been a mistake. They probably should have read the book before they ever signed him. And the Dupik thing, from what I understand, he was told to give him a call. Was he not? Or did he set this up himself? Or was there another one?
All of that was done so secretively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
and Query. It was Query that he was trying to get permission from. Well, both of them, Dufek and Query, in terms of that radio communication.
So tremendous background in working with the military on T3. You know, he spent 2.5 years out there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he'd been with the Air Force, been with the Navy. He knew how to manipulate the Navy and Air Force to do what he wanted. And of course, he was over there with Pat Mayer wintering over.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be the skipper of the Glacier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's your lead scientist and lead base commander. You're really nice now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the debrief was a healing. You haven't let it bother you. You don't lay awake at night and dream about it.
No, and I think it was partly because I had been so successful in my science. You know, I didn't rely upon Finn
If you'd gotten better support from Finn, that's a good question, I think.
No, I don't think so. The whole intellectual atmosphere that. The base would have been much, much better, and we would have spent our time on other things rather than worrying about how to deal with him. The thing, personally, I think the greatest loss to me was that I didn't get on the Traverse.
Yes.
That would have been wonderful. It wouldn't have been part of my scientific mission, but it would have been nice. So that was, my loss. But I think the Travers group didn't do as much as they could have. They didn't. They probably could have gotten more done if it hadn't been this constant battle with Finn Ronnie.
Had on a personal basis, had you planned to go to postgraduate school before you went, or was this something that came as a result of your research in Antarctica?
Well, I think I think the summer when I had been at Yerkes Observatory, I sort of fell back in love with astronomy. I had gone to Caltech initially with an interest in astronomy, and then ended up in physics. So before I went to the Antarctic, I was convinced that I wanted to continue doing this kind of science. You know, so And it was the kind of science that I didn't know anything about. It was my first experience really with research. So the Antarctic experience was a major influence upon the kind of going back to graduate school and doing research in atmospheric sciences and astrophysics.
Well, you were seeing researchers who had been in the field. You were living with them.
Pardon me?
You were living with guys like Ed Thiel and Hugo.
Yeah.
Must have had some influence on you.
Yeah.
Seeing what their lifestyle was like.
Yeah. So I think coming back from the Antarctic, I really was convinced that I wanted to go on to do research in this area. And the other positive experience was that having several years away from going to school meant that graduate school was a considerably more agreeable experience than if I had just gone right on after graduating from undergraduate school. So my graduate experience was so much better for having been away, but also been away in a challenging, intellectually challenging situation, such as doing research in the IGY. So that was very good, and I have very, very positive feelings, great deal of gratitude for having had the opportunity to do this kind of work in the Antarctic.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go off to the Arctic and do anything?
No.
So you never got back to the polar region?
Other than I've been to Alaska, but no.
Not professional.
No. But I have done a lot of field work since then. I've done a number of years of expeditions to study solar eclipses, and these turn out to be sort of like going to the Antarctic, because one goes to very remote parts of the world and performs some very sophisticated, complex observations to study the sun, and those turned out to be sort of Antarctic-like, but wonderful experiences of doing.
Where did you go?
Well, I went to Tahiti and
the one in Kenya,
and Bolivia, Alaska, Mexico. So five different successful solar eclipse expeditions, in which it was clear on every one of those eclipses. And so those were field science, like the Antarctic,
mm-hmm.
and I really enjoy that kind of science.
Well, that's nice. So your Antarctic experience did affect your life.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Give you a thought about work on science and how scientists work in real life, rather than just in the university atmosphere.
Yeah. And I had, when I started graduate school, I already had experience doing scientific research and had published some papers, and so I went through graduate school much faster than I would have if I hadn't done that.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, anything else? Would you do it all again? Would you go back again on that trip?
You mean with or without Finn Ronnie?
Without Finn Ronnie.
Oh, yes. I don't think I'd volunteer to go down there having been married, I think.
Yeah. Well, but Barrett and Charlie Bentley, of course, the great traversers.
That's right. But
they never quit.
But John never wintered over again.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Charlie wandered twice. During IGY.
I wouldn't hesitate. If it had been related to my scientific work, I would have gone. I would have liked to have gone back.
A lot of guys made their careers out of Earth, but John had other things too. Charlie Bentley, that's about all he did. I knew him in the 60s. I knew him in the 80s. He'd been there in the 50s. So got the Traverse record, I'm sure. John's second.
The record for what?
Miles of travel.
Miles traveled? And John is the second?
Yeah, pretty sure that's it. I think John told me that. Bentley.
But John did a lot of
big traverses.
He did most of his stuff eventually by aeromagnetic surveys.
And ship surveys too.
Yeah.
Bentley did a lot of camps and stuff later on. Well, I think that's good. That's a